Blog Talk Radio.
Cyberworld. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that is taking place every week, mostly on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. CST, but tonight it's Saturday night, 10 p.m. CST. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? How you guys doing out there, man? Happy Saturday to you. Saturday night, big party night in the city. I'm sitting here with a cup of Cameron's chocolate caramel brownie coffee with some hazelnut creamer, doing it too big for internet radio. But that's how we roll. That's how we roll, man. Hey, starting off the top of the hour, yup, sometimes we just got to roll right on off into left field, spit some fire, shoot out some flames. That is the sound of yours truly, little Kiss cover, man. I love it loud. That's right, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting in with the hip-hop, getting in with a little classic rock every now and then. Rest in peace, Eric Carr. Great drummer from Kiss that passed away, man. I'm a huge Kiss fan. That's my number one influence musically, a rapper whose number one influence is the group Kiss. I've done like 3 Kiss cover songs. I did Calling Dr. Love. I did Ace Frehley back in the New York groove, and I pulled this one out not too long. You know, some people are actually digging these. Some people think I'm crazy. That some people don't like them. Some people kind of digging them. They're getting downloaded, man. People are downloading them. Some people are enjoying them, and it's all about that versatility that, you know, that's I am known for. Totally devastating, hypnotic, pimping, baby, TDHP, in full effect, yeah. Calling in tonight, got a great guest, man, Porter Rock from Blade Theory, one of my, you know what I'm saying, good homie, you know what I'm saying, shows his support online, had to show him some love, have him on the show, good friend of my homie, One Line, and man, you know, doing some international things, just, he's got that woo sound, you know what I'm saying, that just kind of rough and rugged, just no nonsense, man, just kind of, just stab you in the eye type style, your Blade Theory, stab you in the eye, Blade Theory. That goes right there, what I was saying. So, yeah, he's waiting on the line patiently. We're going to get to him very soon. Little industry news tonight. I got to chime in. You know. Earlier this week, they unsealed some documents on my boy. Man, Bill Cosby, what happened? You know, man, we've all done things we're not proud of. We all have chapters in our life that probably we wouldn't want to come to light. But, man. You know, and I had a feeling, too, because if you see them, you know, when they're asking these questions, they just, you know, it's a little very awkward. And I don't think that was a dementia. I think that was just reality, that this is real. Like he said, this is reality. So, you know, and open up that court deposition, and he admitted to it, drugging some women back in the 70s with Quaaludes. And, you know, I even heard some people arguing that he had got those pills for some women, and he may not have necessarily drugged them. But it's just getting kind of murky, yo. It's, you know what I'm saying? And that's unfortunate, because you talk about a legacy that is now forever tarnished. You know, man, come on, man. I go back to Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, man, and, you know, yanking the shows off the air and everything. So, hey, you know, I really, you know, man, like I said, I'm not one to judge people, but it's just not looking real good for the big homie. I mean, it's, you know, man, it's really become the joke of the internet, all these memes all over the place and stuff, man. So I guess we just see what happens next. And it'll be out there. Yeah, I got to take a sip of this Joe, folks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it might be a little unprofessional. Hold on a second. Oh, man. That's damn good and tasty and delicious, caffeinated, while we get devastated. Again, calling in tonight, Porter Rock is on the line. He's been very patient, and I know he's looking forward to kicking the chapaganda with TDH Pizzo. Homie, what's good with it, man?
Porter Rock, what up, yo? What's good? How y'all doing, man?
Yes, sir. Welcome to TDR Radio, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's an honor, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor.
You know how we get down real, you know what I'm saying? Realize, recognize, homie. That's how we do it. How's the show sounding? How's it sounding out there, man?
Oh, it's sounding real nice. You know what I'm saying? We up over here in the high desert and stuff. You know, we got mountains and stuff surrounding and all kinds of classified, you know, stuff, but, yeah, it sounds good, man. Nice and clear, man.
That's good. That's, you know, that's what's up. And hey, I'm getting what I pay for, which is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But that's good. Faux free, faux me, faux TDHP. Hey, man, again,
yeah.
Really, all jokes aside, truly welcome me. I know you've been looking forward to it. Been looking forward to having you. Appreciate you letting me change up the date here, man. And,
yeah.
Hey, you know, we're going to get into business here. For my folks out there who may be unfamiliar with Porter Rock, do me a favor, man. Please introduce yourself formally and tell us a little bit about what you got going on, man.
Okay, yeah. Well, I be the Porter Rock, you know what I mean? East Coast cat, you know, from the Bronx. You know, I'm a Boricua, I'm Puerto Rican, you know, hit New York in the early ages, you know, landed in Chi-Town, you know, asbestos got bad, had to move out west. So, you know, I was posted up in Long Beach for a minute, you know what I mean? And, you know, started, you know, I was a graph kid, you know, growing up, you know, in the world of hip-hop. So, you know, me being a graffiti kid, you know, first element of hip-hop, you know, I was always into the scene, you know what I mean? Because I was pretty mean out there when it comes to flavor. So, you know, I had you know, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of friends that had DJ equipment and stuff like that, you know, a whole bunch of breakdancers and, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, MCs, you know, that I had in my circle, you know what I mean? And there was one cat, DJ Prada, gave me a set of 1200s. And from there, you know, he gave me some records, some breakbeats. I started messing around, had friends over, you know, that, again, that were in my circle, you know, spit a little something. You know, I tried to get on something back in the early years, but, you know, it wasn't happening. But I just started doing it, and I started making beats, yo. And then as soon as I started making beats, you know, I tried to get cats to get on, you know, these beats and stuff. I don't know if they were feeling it or not, or maybe it was just too much for them or whatever, but I started writing to it. And that just, you know, transformed me into, you know, Porter Rock and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I've been doing it for a minute, you know, with various artists, various groups, in and out the industry, you know, most of them were underground. A lot of them are international cats because, you know, it didn't stop here. I mean, if you go to China, you go to Germany, you go all over the place, they mad with theirs. You know, I mean, until somebody comes out with a translator, you know, you put it next to the radio and they translate for you, you know, you just got to vibe with them. You know what I mean? They got some heat out there. And that's what I'm doing as far as the international circuit.
I'm not mad at that. You know what, man? I've heard some international hip-hop that, although I don't understand what they're saying, like, I like the flow. Like, I can just tell. I can tell, man. They got, you know, I can tell they got a wicked flow. And
oh, yeah.
Really, I'd rather hear some shit I can't understand that I know is good than a lot of this garbage from the States, man.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
just the honest to goodness truth, man. So yeah, I have noticed, you know, man. I mean, I don't have a chance, you know. I notice more things about the artists I have on my show than the artists will ever know. That's the reason why you're here. I don't always have the time to sit there and commend you for everything that you do and you see, but while you're here tonight, I will let you know that I have definitely peeped your work ethic game. I've seen your you know, heard a lot of your beats, been listening to your music, and
yeah.
You know, you got that gritty sound, man. And, you know, I want to definitely commend you on what you're doing and everything that, you know, all the time that you're investing in your craft, man. It definitely shows. And, again, I want to let you know that I've definitely peeped game on that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, man? And a lot of people tell me the same thing as far as, you know, the way my sound, the way how it's, you know, kind of, it's going back to the pure form. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it hasn't lost its luster, so to speak, because, man, I'm telling you, I'm doing it for the love right now, man. I don't require anybody to PayPal and all this, you know, hit me up and Western Union meeting. Nah, man, just bam, we got email, bam, here's the beat, here's my vocals, let's rock. You know what I mean? That's all I require. You know what I mean? I'm not a starving artist. You know what I mean? I can go get a job, but this is, for me, fun. And when it's fun, it's at its pure, you know what I mean? But when you start charging and this and that, getting technical, man, you start losing your lust and you're worrying about, you know, copy and pasting and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? So that's why it's still at its purest form right now, and it's not going to change.
I'm truly right there with you, man. You know, there's, you know, man, I'm a 100% not-for-profit artist. You know, I am, you know, man, 15 minutes away from having 15 hours of uploaded music online that dates back to 1988. Most of the stuff is all downloadable for free. I got some stuff in iTunes. You know, I make a few shiny nickels off a couple streams every now and then, you know, but if, you know, man, I'm not, that's not my forte, man. And there's some artists that, you know, they actually look, oh, man, you know, you're devaluizing, if that's even a word. If it's not, I just made up a word. You're devaluizing the game because you do everything for free, yada, yada. Hey, man, you know, this is hip-hop. Hip-hop rules is no rules. I've been doing this 30 years. I'm an elder statesman in the game, and if I choose to give all my shit away and do it for the love, man, it's keeping me happy. It's keeping me motivated, and I love to see cats that got that same attitude, man. So
yeah.
Kudos. I'm saying that's what's up. And, of course, you know, talking about the music, there's, you know, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're in tune to TDR Radio. I'm Thief the High Priest. Porter Rock is on the line. Got the Chopaganda in full effect. And we're going to go into this Porter Rock EP snippet, man. Check out some of this flavor that my man is throwing down. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Rough terrain. The EP coming through. Feel the oppression. It slices you open. Medical incision. Intense procedure. Urban lung operation. cinematic slang with the rage of tradition. World's hottest opposition. Eater age, land of the lost. Network, social media's the new holocaust. Computer age, land of the lost. Network, social media's the new holocaust. Computer age, land of the lost. Network, social media's the new holocaust. Brought to you by Ambush Beats. When the situation at hand, the first reaction not to look at surprise. When the temperature begins to rise, yo, raise the knowledge every day and stay wise. To focus, watch, and remember to stay true. What am I gonna do? Warfare declare, weapon of combat gear, swinging the cold blade is the Cobra Brigade. Microphone is behave, contain the yo, better pay the EP, yo, the
the light has anybody around here, man. I wasn't scared, yo. You got the wrong guy, yo. Yeah.
Coming from the outside, looking in. Profile like a suspect, labeled a sin. Mobbing through the towel line, posing my grin. Criminal network show. Where to wipe it in? Incarcerated society dealt by fate. The corner hustle products, yo, to fill my plate. Neighborhood watch to unmark cars with no plates. The murder rap, third strike, we going upstate. Bad decision, life got you wondering why you sitting behind bars, looking for religion to save your soul. Yeah, the walls apart, but inmates
are
Katana rainstorm, knowledge in combat. Veterans with the sound silent weapon attack. The savage, venomous package causing havoc. Sniper patrol, tragic, asthmatic in a state of mental panic. The vocal blasphematic, ain't platoon tactic. Battle galactic, chasing a Freemason assassin through the basin. Double crossing the nation with the Cobra invasion. Precinct infiltration, occupation. Must yeah, collapse the respiration. Silent scribe with incision, with counterattacks. Shots from tanks on terrorist tracks. Caution, expression, they cause impact. Concrete inferno blast, like the weapons of the mass. Toxic gas, ripping through your mask. Shield vision from the flash, eyes burning from the hash. Population hazmat, street messiah general. With the atmosphere of death upon funeral. Yeah,
flavors, man, like a pack of Starburst, you know what I'm saying, like a pack of Lifesavers, man, like a pack of wacky wafers, save me the watermelon one, homie, you know what I'm saying, that's how I get down. Hey, of course, right about now, I got to give a shout out to the internet folks that be checking out TDHP, first and foremost, Facebook fam, what's good, thanks for holding me down. I want to say thanks to everybody for 50 likes last night, yesterday, on a remake I did of Ice Cube Classic. Today was a good day, 2015. Check that out on my Thief Deezy. Thief D-E-E-Z-Y. That's my Thief Deezy page of SoundCloud. Check that out, man. Man Flavor is actually it was reproduced. And it, to me, honestly, all respect to Cube, like this reworking of it, not just because I'm on and what I did, but the actual music, man, has got a lot more keyboard splashes. Real nice, man. I think you're going to check it out. And while we're talking about SoundCloud, of course, again, Thief to High Priest main page, please follow me there at David Priest Bennett with one T. Yes, I am a Mexican with a Jewish name doing black music. It's don't even trip. Don't even trip. And of course, Thief Dog at Twitter. And you know what? Check me out at LL Cool J's network. I never plugged this one. Boom Dizzle. All right? And number one music. I'm all over, man. Google me. Google me, Google me. Porter Rock, man, I like that flavor, man. Good looking. I appreciate you sharing the music with us, homie.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. One love, man. It's one love for everybody, you know, not just you, for all the other supporters out there, you know what I mean? It's just a little snippet, you know what I mean, that I, myself, and MC One Line doing with this producer, Ambush Beats, you know what I'm saying? You know, he got a lot of flavor. He got a lot of heat out there, so he's actually... You know, we working a lot with him right now. He got some heat, and it's just bringing the best out of us, man. Not only me and One Line, but the whole team, because, you know, Blade Theory, you know, it's a squad, yo. So we got international cats that soon you're going to be hearing, you know, drop on a lot of these tracks, that's for sure, yo. But I know currently that EP, from what I understood, or I got the green light, yo, it's... I believe that's going to be available now soon here. I believe after the show tonight or tomorrow morning or something like that, you can catch that at Dat Piff. You know, it's going to be on there first, you know, circulating, and then we're going to discuss what avenues we're going to throw it on.
And you heard it first here on TDR Radio. We break all the new ish. That's how we do. That's how we get it in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I had a question to ask you, man. You know, you talk about, you say you're originally from NY?
No, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, but I'm saying you're originally from New York, right?
Yeah, well, I'm born in Puerto Rico, you know, been
okay.
in NY, been in the Bronx, been in Chi-Town, you know what I mean? So, you know, I stayed anywhere. Yeah, I just had to move out west because of asthma problems and shit, you know.
Oh, okay, I can dig it, but where I was going with this, however, was just, you know, when your time, you know, my old lady is from the Bronx, man, and she shared a lot of insight with me about New York hip-hop. I've never visited New York, and as much as I'm involved in hip-hop and have been involved for so long, I mean, that's definitely, it should have been done, but, you know, sometimes it bees like that. I ain't made it out there. So, man, what was it like? Give us a little bit of the New York experience, man, and your time spent there and how it influenced you and your sound.
Just the whole scene, man. You know, it from what I understood, it hasn't changed. You know what I mean? It hasn't changed. Everybody's still, you know, still trying to make money however they can. You know, everybody's trying to, you know, it's basically on some survival mode, yo. And, of course, you know, you got a name, you got respect. But, you know, throughout the years with family taking over blocks and you know, and the big gang scene out there, you know, that's what I say influenced me a lot as far as not being in the gangs, like, you know, finding an outlet not to get into that, you know, because I have family from all over the place that were over there. They're just doing too much, yo. You know, cousins selling drugs to aunties and stuff like that. So, you know, I couldn't. That wasn't me, yo. You know what I mean? I had to get out of that.
I feel you. No, it's That's real. That's just being honest. That's just how it is, man. It can be, you know, man, family and drugs can get, believe you me, it can get very engulfing. I know all about that, man. So I know, you know, you gotta go for dolo, man, and do what's right for you. So that's what's up. And how about musical artists, man, who has influenced you to shape your sound and you know, give us your version of hip hop and this Porter Rock Blade Theory thing that's going down?
Let's see. I mean, there's quite a few. I mean, there's all the old school cats. You know what I mean? Well, I won't say old school because, you know, they're only a blank years away from it. You know what I mean? But, the Great Knowledge, you know what I mean? The Gangstar, rest in peace. You know what I mean? Of course, Pond, rest in peace. But, there was an era, you know, when I was into Wu-Tang and stuff like that. When I was in California, I got to participate in I got a couple cuts with some Killer Bees out there and stuff like that. They had they were affiliated with some other group, 8th Platoon, you know, with Contribution X. You know, I got a chance to, you know, get on a couple albums with them dudes and just, you know, it was just, you know, that type of flavor, you know what I mean? And, you know, it didn't talk about no jewelry, no tires, you know, no girls and no money. it was just, you know, the real. And, you know, being a conscious rap, you know, rapper or being on that militant, political, sword-chopping, you know, that type of style, you know, I just kept, you know, I just kept with it, you know what I mean? And I always been with it just like that, you know, just like Too Short, you know what I mean? He didn't change his style for nobody, you know what I mean? So that's how I, you know, everybody's like, oh, you should do, nah, man, nah, that's not me, you know what I mean? So that's why I like all my styles all the same, you know, that crazy militant sword, you know, F the government, all this other type stuff, you know what I mean?
Keep it true, keep it you, man. You know, during that, you know, that gangster era, people were trying to tell me to change my sound. You know, I wasn't having it, man. So, you know, got to stay, you know, you got to do what's right for you musically.
Yeah.
And, you know, in life in general, obviously, that's what gives you the sound. You know, but your sound is drawn from your life experiences, man, anyway. So, now, you know, that's what's up. So, man, coming to the end of the show, again, I do want to thank you very much for joining us. What's going on for the rest of 2015, and you want to give any shouts-out on the way out of here, man?
Yeah, for sure. I know, you know, besides the EP dropping and stuff, you know, Rough Terrain, produced by Ambush Beats, yo, myself and One Line, you know, I believe currently I'm working on the solo LP, so is One Line, but at the same time, we got another squad EP coming soon, so to speak. And, you know, we'll just take it from there and see how it comes. You know, anybody else want to get down, you know, inbox me, shoot me an email, whatever, you know, shoot the track, I'll shoot you the vocals, it's on. That's it. That's how we do it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man, keeping it real. And that's how we do it on TDR Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you tuned in with your boy Thief the High Priest. Half hour goes fast. But join us again next week, and we're going to have a blast. Calling in next week from Oregon, the Ghost Creep. You know, I'm just rappers all over the map, just all over the map. Like Rakim said back in the day, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at, man. And that's how we get down. In parting, as always, we want to wish you a great evening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And good night. God bless. Whatever you do, don't stop the music.
The origins of Chinese Kung Fu are shrouded in the mists of antiquity. As far back as prehistoric man, imitating the movements of animals as he sat around the cave fire. And so the tradition was handed down. But there was no system to it, nor any structure, till the abbot of Shaolin, concerned for the well-being of his monks, refined Kung Fu into 72...
Ceremony, blood, wisdom, supply to massacre. This is divine energy from the samurai who conquered the third eye. Tactical assassins, frequencies able to aim the might of desert storms. The rebirth, clutching a final torch, a holy scorch, infinite ammo like darkness in the water. Reload the hollow voice of microchips, modern day Babylonian order, ammunition collision. Force me to bring out my militant vision, the combat tradition. Graffiti virus, the warlord sense, the flying guillotine, the double arsenal, semi-flame bomb particles. Proceed with the infrared beam articles, the hollow head. The hollow shells bleed, motion, all you hear is a missile whistle as they close in. Collide with the bloodstream, infrared beam darts, the liquid slaughter, the sword arsenal is caliber position, the smoke ammunition, a poisonous predator virus, editor rifles go hit you silent with the guillotine tires, battle advocate thoughts that paralyze the nation, veteran session, kamikaze incision with a swift presentation, street saber occupation, reveal discreet maneuvers, effect of serum, militant after spray. A brandish a weapon, the next chapter that spoke the lesson. Covert operation, vocal oppression, a cobalt swordsman. Frozen blade, renegade, the toxic haze, the weapon laid. Tactful, lesson sacred, question, cipher, suppression, enlargement, strike, fatigue of a golden army. The sign inscribed, attack the population, the high velocity, hazmat information. The concrete wisdom, messiah, the street occupation, warrior, cyber, optic, the resurrection. The blast particles from the articles of radiation, ballistic. Weaponry, manifest, mass slaughter, supreme production, warpath getting darker, amphibious, lethal, mayhem, battleground massacre, collide with the bloodstream, infrared beam darts, the liquid slaughter, the sword arsenal is caliber position, the smoke ammunition, a poisonous predator virus, editor rifle scope hit you silent, with the guillotine tires, battle advocate thoughts that paralyze the nation, veteran session, kamikaze incision, with a swift presentation, street saber occupation.
Requires great speed. It attacks your enemy at all his vital points. The Wu-Tang sword style is different. I'm not so sure that it's better.
Tell us, Chief.
Yeah,
what do you decide?
Unless someone here knows Chi Kang Fist, I fear we might well lose against them. And then our reputation will be in ruin.